Hank, it's Most Girls, Q102, DJ Dustin with you. Let's try this game. We got legendary wrestler Holly Race on the phone. We got the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Got a new show on our sister station, WNIX, every Sunday, 5 to 6. You need to check that out on our sister station, WNIX. Now let's check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins from Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. How's it going, Mr. Buddy? Mr. Buddy Higgins from Extreme Mid-South Wrestling.
Destin, I'm doing fine. I'm here with the legendary Holly Race. Holly, you'll be doing our radio talk show January the 14th. It's an hour format. You're going to have the whole hour to talk about the past and what a past you had.
Well, I appreciate that. Don't generally get an opportunity to talk backwards a whole lot anymore, but if the opportunity is there, I'll take it.
Well, I tell you, you touched a lot of people with your great talent, and I know we've got some great wrestlers out there right now, but as far as the populace of wrestlers, no one can touch the skills that you guys that started this thing back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Your work ethic, let's put it like that. These young guys, they take it for granted, and they just seem like become superstars overnight, and I tell them all the time, look at the tapes.
Well, that's true, but I'm not sure that, there's not a lot of real good athletes left out there. They're just not given the opportunity to perform the way we were several years ago. It's all condensed now down around the likes of a soap opera.
Exactly. And the high spots have basically turned into what other people of the past, old school style, tell me, turned into what you see stuntmen do. And that's not where wrestling came from.
No, a lot of people back in my year, one of the guys that was involved with you there, Bill Watts, I was married to him for about a 6-month period when he was up in Minneapolis. He had came in out of New York, and he was pretty good star up in New York at the time, and I wrestled him around the Minneapolis area for a number of months, and Bill became one hell of a wrestler. He had a great amateur background to start with.
Exactly. I've seen some of the footage, and it amazes me. One match I know stands out in particular, not you and Bill Watts, but you and Ric Flair, a young Ric Flair. You were young, too, and that was the match of the decade in my mind. You remember, was it the first match, Starrcade?
First Starrcade ever, or the first pay-per-view ever, was Ric Flair and myself. Went into 20 cities on the East Coast. And it was Ric Flair and myself in 1983. But I wrestled Ricky several years before that. And I say several years. I'm going back in, 75, 76 forward, somewhere in there.
Some of the best matches that ever came down the pike. And I tell you, I'm real proud to have you be associated with what we're doing with this radio talk show. It's Mid-South Wrestling Memories. And you'll be the guest January the 14th. We'll have longer to go in detail on some of these things. It'll be a call-in show where people can actually call in. I have the internet going with a chat board and email, so we'll take questions real time. And we're already collecting questions for the great Holly Race right now. But Holly, thank you very much for doing this for me tonight. And we look forward to hearing you January the 14th. Everybody in Greenville, Mississippi, y'all tune your dial into your AM station 1330. Stay in tune with the FM channel, and you'll hear the updates in the morning, 8:15. We'll be talking about it all next week. Mr. Race, thank you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to the people again, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, sir. I'll have it posted with your website.
My website. Just get that in there. I almost forgot that.
Well, that's important these days.
HarleyRace.com.
And you can see what Mr. Race is doing. He's still actively involved in professional wrestling. He runs a wrestling school, probably one of the best in the country. And y'all tune to that. Go to my website. You'll see a link for it and some pictures of Harley Race. And we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Back to you, Dustin.
And that's legendary wrestler Buddy Huggins. Actually, there's a wrestler from NWA, Harley Race, an extreme Mid-South wrestling promoter. Buddy Huggins.
Oh,
thanks to them. I'm out of here. Be back with you Tuesday for the Dustin Del Rio Show One Block Afternoon Drive. I'm out of here. It's Shaggy. It wasn't me.
The girl next door, you know. I don't know what to do. All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this when we were both...